Hi, this is Jeremy.
This is Nick.
This is Cloud of Witnesses.
Journey with the Saints.
Really exciting episode, Nick.
The life of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Enjoy, you guys.
Enjoy.
I am his wheat and the teeth of the wild beasts will grind me to be his pure bread.
Hello, and welcome to Cloud of Witnesses, Journey with the Saints, a dynamic, full cast retelling of the lives of the saints.
Look, outside! Guards are approaching. Hide! Hide!
On behalf of Emperor Trajan, we are here to arrest Ignatius for treason and blasphemy against the gods! Open up!
Father Ignatius, come quickly, follow us!
Huh? Why? What is happening?
The guards! They're here to arrest you!
Am I to be smuggled away like some criminal? Dear ones, let me speak to them.
No! Please, come back!
I said open up!
What is all this turmoil?
Father! Are you Ignatius?
I am. Sir, have you ever heard of knocking before entering someone's house?
You! You're under arrest!
Don't take him from us.
Leave me be, dear ones. By God's grace, I am ready to give an answer to the Emperor.
But...
Why are they taking him?
Come back! Father!
All right, men, get a move on!
Pray for me. Be strong and be one in the faith.
Trajan, surrounded by an entourage of his noblemen, waited as Roman soldiers brought Ignatius to the emperor.
Ignatius didn't cower before the emperor, but had a certain peace which annoyed Trajan.
So, you are the famous disciple of him who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, are you?
I am the disciple of him who nailed my sins to the cross and has trodden the devil and his devices underfoot.
Tell me, Ignatius, if I were to offer you honor and prestige among my court, would you accept it? I can tell you're a man of virtue and austerity.
At that moment, the fiery zeal of Ignatius ignited with an authority that infuriated Trajan.
So far as I am concerned, to die in Jesus Christ is better than to be monarch of the earth's widest bounds. He who died for me is all I seek. He who rose for all mankind is my whole desire.
Let this bearer of a crucified one be taken in chains to Rome, there to be fed to lions for the amusement of the people.
Father! Father, don't leave! These men! If they knew what man you are!
Release our bishop, you brutes!
Father, we can help you!
My children, do not cry for me, but rejoice, for I am finally being offered to our Lord as a worthy sacrifice. These chains are my spiritual pearls!
Ignatius left on foot from Antioch with the soldiers.
They traveled many weeks through Syria into Asia Minor. Oftentimes, the traveling group would use these wagons of traveling merchants to ride from town to town.
After many days, the company arrived in the city of Smyrna on the western coast of Asia.
Yeah.
I hear. Father Ignatius, I never thought I would have such a good time escorting a prisoner. And I must say, you're quite the teacher.
Now I know you are pious believers of the Pantheon, but I hope that my words have encouraged all of you.
Indeed, Father, indeed. I have never heard someone speak so eloquently as yourself.
Greetings, Father.
Who has visited the sinner Ignatius?
I am Onesimus, the bishop of Ephesus.
Ah, Onesimus, a spiritual son of the Apostle Paul. You have blessed me with your presence. Gentlemen, if you would leave us two to speak.
Of course, Father. Yes, of course.
Father, your presence overshadows all men, for you are a solid defender of the faith, even to the face of the emperor.
Solid defender? I have only begun to become a true disciple on my journey.
Father, before you leave for Rome, could you give me spiritual counsel with regards to my flock in Ephesus?
Of course, Father. We struggle together for the faith.
One theme Ignatius stressed with his fellow hierarchs was the importance of the leadership of a bishop over each local church.
It is proper that the conduct and practices of your flock correspond closely to your mind. Make sure that your clergy are attuned to you like strings to a harp, and the result is a hymn of praise to Jesus Christ.
During his time in Smyrna, Ignatius had the opportunity to meet his longtime brother in the faith, Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, who alongside Ignatius was discipled by the Apostle John.
Forgive me, Father, for not coming sooner. I have been cautious in coming to visit you, especially during the day, since I have enemies throughout the city who are watching me.
You are wise as a serpent, my friend.
What are we to do? It is one thing for me to be hunted down, but you? You are now an old man, and they haven't even spared you.
May the Lord's will be done.
Father, you rightly exhort us to strive for unity and for the laity to respect their bishops. But what if there is no bishop left?
What do you mean?
Look at us. We are both wanted men, hunted by a hostile empire. As a man, I fear for my life. But even greater, as a pastor, I fear for the life of my flock. Ignatius, how can you have peace to leave your flock behind?
I'm sorry to have listened in, but I can't help but feel for your comrade.
We can help you escape, Ignatius. We could let you free and put a condemned prisoner in your stead. Please let us help you.
Enough of these idle tales. Leave me to be a meal for the beasts, for it is they who can provide my way to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed the gladiatorial fights.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Now, before we send out most of these brave souls to face nature's ferocity, we have a special guest who has come to face these beasts. A Christian! But not only any Christian, a Christian bishop!
Looking down from his imperial loft in the amphitheater, Emperor Trajan eagerly waited for Ignatius to be brought out.
Let's see if this god of Ignatius save him.
You shall not be frightened by fear at night, nor from any arrow that flies by day.
Let's see this blasphemer fight! Bring him out, men!
May your God be with you, Father Ignatius.
Thank you. May God remember you as well.
Ignatius walked into the arena as though approaching a holy altar to serve his last liturgy. Some of the Christians of Rome were amongst the crowd of pagans.
God be with you, Father!
Citizens of Rome, know that I am not being punished for any crime, but rather for the sake of my God, by whose love I am overcome.
Bring out the beasts!
You fool! You were given an opportunity to rule in my court. Now you will be food for these beasts.
I am his wheat, and the teeth of the wild beasts will grind me to be his pure bread.
The lions had pounced on Ignatius and tore him to shreds.
Lord, receive my spirit!
These must be the remains of that Christian.
Look at this. Is this his heart?
I think it is.
What stuff is on it? It shines like gold.
I see. Exi. Jesus Christos.
Kind men, I can take care of those.
Who are you?
A friend of the God-bearer Ignatius. I would like to have these remains to bury him.
Take them. I've seen many corpses and carnage in my days, but these remains, there's something mysterious.
The relics of St. Ignatius were gathered by the Christians in Rome, were taken back to the city of Antioch, where the faithful welcomed back their new Hieron martyr.
St. Ignatius of Antioch is a beacon of light to the Christian world, and constantly helps those who ask for his intercessions from heaven.
St. Ignatius, the man who bore God in his heart even unto death, pray to God for us.
Wow, Nick, what an episode.
Amen. So amazing. Such an amazing saint.
An amazing saint, and one that I think I've maybe have said before previously, but St. Ignatius was really instrumental in my life, certainly coming to Orthodoxy, because it was some of those early writings, you know, that I first came across as a Protestant, where I was just kind of like, wow,
you know, he,
saying things like, do nothing apart from the bishop, you know, and things of that nature was really, really phenomenal.
Yeah.
And just such faith and perseverance and humility.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the story of St. Ignatius, I think about humility, you know, how he said again and again to in his letters, pray for me that I don't fail in the end, you know, and this is a guy being carted off to his execution.
Yeah. In many ways, he was considered a saint even before, you know, his death. And as he's being chained up, he says, these are my spiritual pearls. Right. Wow. Just amazing stuff like that. Like you said, Jeremy, one of the amazing things about St. Ignatius is that as a quote unquote, I guess, second generation Christian, he really gives us insight as to how the church developed very quickly. Right. Yes. How it organized itself, how it saw itself, how it knew itself to be, and how much that reflects the Orthodox Church today.
100%, Nick. Such a beautiful thing. For any of you that heard this story today, maybe for the first time, maybe weren't aware of the story of St. Ignatius of Antioch, we would encourage you. There's a lot more where that came from.
Yeah.
And the Orthodox Church has preserved this ancient Christian practice for 2,000 years now. And just please go find a parish in your area, talk to a priest, and come and see for yourself.
Thank you all for listening. We hope this was a blessing and an inspiration to you all.
St. Ignatius, pray to God for us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeremy, and I was Boris.
Hi, my name is John, and I portrayed St. Polycarp of Smyrna.
Hi, this is Nick, and I played the main guard.
Hi, this is Dominic. I played Onesimus and some other extras.
Andy wrote the script.
Hello, my name is Christian. I portrayed Emperor Trajan and a few other characters.
Hi, my name is Dante, and I played a guard and a pagan.
I'm Micah, and I was one of the narrators as well as multiple extras.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I played a narrator and an extra.
I'm Chloe, and I was narrator.
Hi, my name is Joshua, and I played St. Ignatius.
And that's
a wrap!
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of How to Witnesses, Journey with the Saints.
Journey with the Saints.
We hope it proved to be exciting and inspiring for all of our listeners. May God, through the prayers of His most pure Mother and all the saints, guide us all to the heavenly homeland. We hope to see you next time, here on Cloud of Witnesses, Journey with the Saints.